at you, you'd make me lose my mind. I tried hard to forget you, but I know I'm wasting time because I'm craving, craving. I'm like a man on an island that can't swim or float. What can I do, sweetheart? I know I've missed the boat. I started craving, craving, craving your sweet loving charm. Should forget you, but it's a losing fight. 'Cause I can't get you off my mind. I can't sleep at night. I started craving, craving, craving your sweet loving charm.
Oh, how I love that. Oh, man. I remember a long time ago as a teenager, I had this on a tape. And I know it was a TDK C90 cassette that I called that toe-tapping rhythm. And you may have noticed something. That was Bobby Roberts' Craven on Hut. That is the same Bobby Roberts who did Big Sandy. And I had to play this slightly pitched. It was pitched about maybe like 2%. It was a bit faster than the record actually spins at normal 45 RPM. And that is because the tape that I had, I recorded it too slow, which means when you play it back, it plays just a little bit faster because I had some old GDR tape deck. And exactly at that speed is how I love this song so much.
I remember you got this like, this is a different recording? It's too slow.
No. I knew this wouldn't be exactly the right speed when I recorded the tape from an LP or something.
Oh,
LP.
I thought maybe you recorded it from, no, not from radio.
No, that was
the radio show that you talked about before?
Yes, yes. I think I recorded this on this radio show that there was here on FM radio.
That's great.
And yeah.
Pretty lucky because in GDR there wasn't really so much. Yeah,
well, that was already after GDR.
Oh, okay.
That was the
90s. Oh, just the tape player was GDR.
Yes. Okay. But the tape player was GDR and that, it played too slow when it was recording, so it would play a little too fast when you play it back. But I knew whenever I get a copy of this 45, I wasn't going to play it exactly the same speed as I loved it as I was a kid.
It's really good.
Welcome to Golly Gosh OG.
Hello, hello.
That's the last show before a little break.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We might try to see if this Skype kind of internet thing might work and I leave some records here, but I don't know. It might be too silly.
It is silly, of course.
We'll see.
It might be fun.
Who knows?
If we're bored.
It might be funny.
Because Skaba,
you might be bored, but I think I'm going to be pretty busy.
I won't be bored either, but I don't know. Skaba is going for 6 weeks or something.
6 weeks, yeah.
Tomorrow.
To the US the day of after tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's the next record. What did you, the hit? Well, no, Hub. Hut Records.
That was Hut. Yeah, that's a little. I think that's a small Nashville, Memphis label. Yeah, it says Memphis, and I think there had been an internet discussion because there are 345s by a guy named Bobby Roberts, and Bobby Roberts can be anybody. It's like a John Smith type of name, but somewhere in the depths of the internet, I found some kind of proof that the same guy who did some hillbilly bop stuff on King as a teenager is the same guy who did the absolute badass Big Sandy, a record that I will never own. And this is the same guy who did this particular 45 on Hut.
Really,
and
good.
I love it. I wouldn't mind having a Big Sandy, but forget about that. So I'm kind of proud that I have this one now. This goes in mine.
You started off with your holy grail today.
It was not really a holy grail.
Well,
it was just
you,
a record. For me, it is. Yeah. For me, this is one that I. It was clear from the week, from the day I was born.
Big
it was
Sandy
clear
is
that,
the holy grail for everybody, but this
yeah,
is
that's
your
true.
Holy
this
grail.
This is mine.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So talking about, you know, traveling, we haven't done that much of that in the last couple of years.
At all.
And actually, I haven't done much of that since I moved here 16 years ago. Before I moved here, I was always traveling.
Working too much.
Well, I was also working then, but I was always working and then taking out, like, I quit my job and go travel for six months or something. I mean, I was always driving bands on tour all over the U.S. and just driving. I love driving, which I haven't done that either in 16 years since I moved here. You don't need a car, really. But, yeah, and I'm going back to Dallas and going on a road trip with my sister.
And you're going to travel a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Actually, the first time I came to Europe, it was in 94, and I spent my 16th birthday. So if I wasn't traveling all over U.S., I was traveling. I started flying over to Europe.
Okay.
So I was always traveling.
Yeah.
But now, yeah.
Well,
since I opened my own restaurant, it's kind of stopped that.
Is it a good or a bad thing if you stop traveling? Is it like you found the place to stay and then there's no need to go much further?
I miss it sometimes, but also I think I always knew this. There would be, you know, my age was, I wanted to stop at 30 and just open a restaurant, but I did it at 27 instead.
Well,
so 3 years
close
less.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this
what
one
does it
is
have
on the
to
crest
do with the next record?
Because the title is Born for the Open Road.
Good.
And this is on the Crest label, Bill and Dory Post.
Who was that again? I think that was a duet of somebody. Who is Bill of Bill Post? Bill Post is a name that somehow I've written another. But anyway, it's a good record.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Here it is.
Got the road to walk along, the friendly wind to sing a song, and the bag to carry my load. I was born for the open road. I got the streams where I can drink, the wooded hills where I can think, and the fruit that nature bestowed. I was born for the open road. Sometimes I get to dreaming of lovers and a home, and wish that I had never learned to roam. Then I hear the wind and I see the hills, and I feel those tingling chills. Got the sun to warm the day, the moon and stars to show the way, and the sky went by my coat. I was born for the open road. I got the sun to warm the day, the moon and stars to show the way, and the sky went by my coat. I was born for the open road. Born for the open road. Open road. Born for the open road. Born for the open road.
Spirit in the wood, the hollow king. Spirit in the wood.
tell you about the spirit in their heart makes the blood flow faster. The spirit in their heart makes the muscle less. Keep the hope alive when the youth grow past.
I say hello.
I want to tell you now.
I say hello.
A window woman come upon the scene. Drop the petal from the tree. Swing the mountain high up into the sky. Spill the river into the sea. Spirit in the wood, let the hollow cane echo in the afterglow. Waiting for the flame to burn again.
I sing it.
I want to hear you sing it louder.
I sing it.
Whoa, whoa, when the right girl comes along. Drop the petal from the tree. Fling the mountain high in the sky. Spill the river in the sea. Spread in the water, let the hollow cane echo in the afterglow. Waiting for the flame to burn again.
I say it.
I believe you when you tell me.
I say it.
Don't hear you quite loud enough.
Oh man, that's so cool.
That's pretty good.
That is one of many versions of, I think what I found out is that this is a Cuban folk song. I think it's a, not even, it's like a traditional from Cuba.
That's one of my favorite versions though.
It is definitely my absolute favorite version. And who was that?
Who was that? Tell us all about it.
That was Mr. Bobby Darin. Yes, indeed. I would call this my favorite Splish Splash, I'm Maggie the Knife, Bobby Darin record. yeah, this is great. And Bobby Darin, he looked like Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
There was a movie. Well, I didn't. That's something I found out for some reason. I'm not much into movies and anything, but we were watching, what's it called? This crazy, he's a president type of guy, Frank.
There's a series.
Yeah, the series of Netflix, whatever series. Yeah. I didn't know much about any of those art, you know, actors and anything, but I thought, man, this guy looks like Bobby Darin. And then I Googled this, why does he look like Bobby Darin? And what I found out is there was a movie with about the life of Bobby Darin,
played
starring
by Kevin Spacey. Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. Wow. The name of the movie was, I don't know, probably you watched this. Anyway, that was him doing Simi Lou. Wonderful.
Yeah, and my next one is Dixie Nightingale's Assassination on the Chalice label. Because I figured it was last week, I guess, November 22nd, was the assassination of JFK. And there's actually a lot of JFK records out there.
Countless,
Well, I didn't realize there's so many. I'm like, why would, but there's like
Elvis. Many of those were pretty bad.
They're all, most of them pretty bad. I have two that are actually kind of cute.
But better than 70s Elvis death tributes.
Yeah, I don't know. We talked about Golly Gosh, Truckers, Truckers, Freakins, and Geeks before. And on his one of the worst shows he ever did was the 2-hour-long Elvis tribute. And it's torture, but somehow you can't turn it off because you're just like so fascinated about how horrible these songs
really
are.
I have a task for you. This is something you can do around the Christmas holidays when you're not at work. If you are really bored and you want to be in pain for 2 hours, find out, oh man, what is this?
The title, I don't remember,
but one of Mark's shows was a exclusively
Elvis tribute.
Elvis death tribute.
Yeah.
And it was just, it doesn't get worse than that. And he played it for 2 hours. I don't know why he even has all these records, but it's painful.
I think he was joking about doing a second volume too. I'm like, no, please don't.
No, he didn't. I think it was one of the trailer park shows. I don't remember. Yeah. But yeah, find that out.
But I also thought since, that was the anniversary of his assassination and I'm going to Texas, might as well play a couple of JFK assassinations.
Dallas even.
Yeah,
so.
To Dallas, where X marks the spot. There's actually an X actually on the road right where he was shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the road where he was assassinated. So,
Also it makes sense that they are the Dicks, he and Nightingales. Yes, the gospel band. Yes, they also did a JFK tribute. And it's not even bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah, listen to this.
Assassin, I'm sure I wouldn't like it. Don't tempt me, 'cause I may just fall in love with you. Your eyes with all those special glances, they make me want to take my chances. Don't tempt me, 'cause I may just fall in love with you. If you want me, just keep saying sweet things to me. I'd love to be Little Miss Independency. Go on and change my mind. If you want my love and affection, you're heading in the right direction. Don't tempt me, 'cause I may just fall in love with you. Go on and change my mind. And if you want my love and affection, you're sure heading in the right direction. Don't tempt me, 'cause I may just fall in love with you. Yes, I think I'll fall in love with you.
Well, I think I'll fall in love with you.
tempt me. You think she sang that to a different guy every night in the audience when she did it live?
I'm sure she did that in a smoky bar.
Yeah, we were just describing how it this would totally fit in the scenario yes. of a lounge.
A lounge. There is a thick layer of smoke about 1.50 meters in the air, not moving at all.
She's by a grand piano.
A blind guy on the piano.
No, blind guy playing guitar.
You think so? I think the blind guy plays piano.
I think the guy playing piano has a cigarette in his mouth, his eyes closed. Yeah.
But most important is that there's a bartender who is always, constantly, all day polishing the same glass. He's just looking at everybody polishing the same glass. It's very important. These were two records that don't go together at all, other than for the atmosphere and the speed.
Yeah.
A JFK death record and a Don't Tempt Me. That was Al and Ina Harris. I don't know why it even says Al to begin with when she is singing. Should at least be Ina Harris with Al on guitar or something. I don't know. Border Records, label I've never seen. Distributed by The Sound of Nashville. Okay, it's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it up a notch with a little marching action.
Oh, no. She's got more JFK.
It's not as bad. No, I have this is only one more. But it's not as bad as you think. I mean, marches are pretty horrible usually. And then you just turn it off right away because you're like, oh, this, march. But so if you wait a little bit.
Wait 10 seconds, it doesn't get all that bad.
Yeah. This is the last day for JFK. Hmm. And it's Shell Price on Shell. Jocks.
I wonder what the shelf and price think, of that was.
Yeah, this is an older version for sure. This is, I don't know. What? I don't know. Anyway, Shell Price. I don't know what I was going to say. Sorry.
It doesn't
I got
matter.
Lost in my own thoughts.
Let's play this
Last
record.
Day for JFK.
So, and then enough of JFK.
Yeah.
There was not a warning on that sunny afternoon, the day that JFK met his cruel untimely doom. Struck down by the bullet of a wanton man, it made us all bow down in grief in every distant land. The last day for JFK, big black lake and our brave leader shed his blood, and tears of sorrow flowed like a mighty raging flood. They flew his body back up north, home to Washington. The killer then met his end by another gun. The last day for JFK, started like any other day, but ended in a most tragic way. JFK has gone on, but his spirit lives with us. The things that he stood for will not vanish with the dust. His courage will go down through all eternity. He sacrificed his life and he died so gallantly. The last day for JFK, the last day for him, started like any other day, in a most tragic way.
will try. Come on, come on, baby, let's go. Uncle Donna, babe. Uncle Donna, babe. I love my babe in the human race, but I find a Donna Donna, babe. Gonna tell my mama, gonna tell my papa, come and look at sisters too. She's my Donna Donna, dude in the pond. Little sister Sue, look at sister Sue. She can do the twist when she shakes it like this, and she can do the switcheroo.
Speaking from my heart, lost my faith in the human race.
So true. That's not the best sound ever.
I like that record. This is a very unusual sounding Sun 45. That's Sun 370. I don't know.
Uncle Jonas, please.
What was the matter with the vocals here? This like a vocal overdub. Or it sounded, it had a weird vocal sound. I don't know why, but I really like it. Uncle Jonas, please. So finally, we're talking about some other guy than about John F.
It starts with a J, though.
It's Jonah. Jonah. Maybe that's what he was singing about. Jonah.
Well, talking about losing your faith in the human race.
Yes, which we are. I'm doing that about 24 hours a day.
Well, I think if working in the restaurant business, you really start to.
Yeah, and that's
more
just
so.
That. Also, you know, global politics and everything. It kind of sucks. Oh, yes, here in Germany, we're
in lockdown again.
Not really. The lockdown is not yet official.
Lockdown light.
It is like a lockdown light, whatever. I mean, we have especially.
Well, bars are closed. There's no concerts.
Huge, really high incidence.
Restaurants have to close at 8.
Because there's a whole bunch of anti-vacciners here and they just don't get it. And so I think we're going
to. Yeah, the only reason I'm going to the U.S. is I got my booster shot. So I feel a little bit safer, but we'll see how it goes.
It's also my turn to get a booster, but get yours too today.
And speaking of the lack of human race, whatever, and people celebrate Thanksgiving in the USA, where I'm going to be going, and it was just last weekend, the 25th. So I don't know. I think it's the politics behind this, the history behind this holiday. It's something when you learn in school, it's horrible because they just teach you the wrong things. I mean, we would make pilgrim and Indian hats, you know, and like pretend to be Indians and pilgrims, and you'd actually shoot each other and things, you know, like, now we go and have dinner together after we just killed each other.
Yeah, and the morning before we played Cowboys and Indians, boom, boom, arrows, shoot.
It was also, and this is somehow the history that we learned is actually not the truth. But and then the school, especially, well, I don't know about everywhere, but in Waxahachie, Texas, we didn't. It was.
I mean, they kind of tried to, you know, make up for like, oh no, actually, we've always been friends. It was just these were hard times, you know, and so actually, we always loved each other, which was so not true.
Yeah, and then when I got older, we actually started doing, you know, like all the punk houses, whatever. We would get together and have a Skanksgiving or, you know, anti-Thanksgiving party because everyone had off work. And so you always kind of forced to hang out and not everyone had family or didn't want to be with our families to celebrate this day.
Yeah.
So we did. We just became more of a day of being thankful to have people in your life. I think this is what we turned it into. I mean, we kind of changed the history for our own sakes, pretty much.
Look at most holidays that there are, also here in Germany or anything. We have weird holidays that most people don't know what they're about, what the name of the holiday is and what the history is. But if you look at it, it's mostly something really creepy, Catholic, middle-aged crap that nobody actually really cares
about.
I guess
this is the only one I know that's not religious, actually.
Well,
that's something. So I thought I'd pull out a couple Indian records.
Yeah, so what does it have
and
to do with this?
Since
record.
I Waxahachie Indians, woo! That was the that was the football team or the
sports
really? Teams.
Oh, really? Okay, Waxahachie.
Because and they're trying to change that now.
Okay,
I guess there's discussion about changing it.
Oh man, but I don't care about any sports team. They can whatever. Just you know,
WAXAHACHIE, Indians. No, sorry. I was not a cheerleader.
Good. And yeah.
And this one is Indian Girl, Indian Boy. Thumbs Carlisle and Ginny O'Boyle.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to put on an Epic 45 too. I don't have an Indian record right now, but we play after that. Maybe we play, we make a Kinzu a double shot. But anyway, let's listen to that.
Hey day, hey, hey day, hey oh, hey, hey day, hey oh, oh. Without your love, I just don't wanna live. Said the Indian girl to the Indian boy. Why did he leave her? Why did he go? Why did he grieve her? Does anybody know?
At you, chills run up and down my spine. I wanna realize deep down inside your mind, all mine. So hold me close, hold me fast. Make this magic moment last. Every time I hold you tight, I get a crazy feeling. Yeah, crazy feeling, crazy feeling.
Catch want to turn it off.
What?
No, kind of like my marching record. I kept thinking it was going to end, but it never would end.
I mean, really, it is probably impossible to make a marching record that is not some way terrible.
It was just too long. It would have been okay if it was, anyway.
But anyway, after your sad Indian story, which was really sad. The only thing I would dig out, because it was an epic, I played another epic 45, Roy Hamilton. I think it was kind of a pop singer, a Crazy Feeling. Kind of good. It's kind of an odd little choir there. Sounded different. The other side is a disgusting pop ballad. Orchestra in the direction of Jesse Stone. Huh? Look at that. Nice. We're going to make a tribute double shot here. Yes,
most Indian stories are sad. I mean,
yes.
So
if it's got to be a minor key song, it's always got to be somebody's in love and they can't marry and something like that. It's
or death and
in this case that's
murder and
that is well. This suicide. Is also a sad one. It's a sad one too.
But I'm going to play my side. I got the record for this side, and you got the record for the other side.
Well, no, I think we both like both sides, but it's not an expensive record, and I thought we're being cool. We just get two copies of that.
I think you got the better quality one. I think.
You think so?
Look over there. I mean, I didn't switch them. I didn't switch them, I swear.
To me, they look exactly the same, and they sound exactly the same. You can have, I don't care.
I could have both, no. This is Red Arrow and the Braves, mm-hmm. and I'm going to play The Last Days of Kinzua side.
And that's on the Kinzua label. And I'm pretty sure that this was the only 45 that ever came out on the Kinzua label with that title. Record number 101. It's probably the first and last. And this thing has a flip side called the Redskin Rumble. It's just an instrumental. Mine has a sticker. Owned by M. Bergeron. Okay. So, yes, we do this crazy thing here. We play you the same record on both sides. And that's...
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. Okay, you're first or what?
I'm first.
All right, here it is.
Just a little town in Pennsylvania with the River Allegheny passing through. Sleepy little town with rolling hills around, a place that they call Kinzua.
Corn planter, chief of the tribe, where can all your braves hide? Corn planter, what can they do on the last days of Kinzua?
It was just a little dream to make a mighty stream like the Allegheny cover all the land. No treaty or no pact could hold water back, and the Redskins almost got out of hand.
Corn planter, chief of the tribe, where can all your braves hide? Corn planter, what can they do on the last days of Kinzua?
For the good of all, the pact was overlooked and the dam was being built near the town. No one dared to stay until that final day when the water started tumbling down.
Corn planter, chief of the tribe, where can all your braves hide? Corn planter, what can they do on the last days of Kinzua?
Now the gloom was heavy, and so were hearts, as they had to leave their land for unknown parts. Sadness they felt, and tears were not safe, while leaving Kinzua in a watery grave.
In a watery grave.
Thank you.
beautiful good. Songs.
Yes. A good double-sider, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a
and
good
I
one.
Think they're both equally crackly and they sound good. I like them.
Yeah.
When did both they... When what was the moment in history of music when they stopped doing those great high-pitched female minor key choirs? It's really that is beautiful. So good. And we have millions of records.
That every time
have,
we hear that, like we're listening to like, some oh. shows or whatever, what was that?
Yeah.
Like,
when that, you know, when like, a song starts like this, it's very promising. And when did they think, oh, no, we don't do this shit anymore? This is great. This is fantastic.
Well, there's not really much great music out there. Especially, well, mainstream especially. Yeah, it's horrible these days. So
that, I mean, that's a, yeah. And with Kazi, we realized that there's one thing that we did. We both, I noticed that, but he didn't realize that there's the one thing that makes record both interesting for me and him. And that's bongos.
Bongos?
Yes. It doesn't even need to be a hipster beatnik record. Sometimes we realized that it was always a funny word with Kazi. It's got bongos. Kazi, you want it? It's not this one, anyway.
No, this one is. This one's gonna. This is kind of a weird one.
What is it?
But you know me, I like my weird records.
we do.
The title of this actually goes perfect. I would imagine this would be now the white man's turn because we played a couple Indian songs now.
What?
Lying, cheating, stealing. That's the white man.
Nah, yeah.
And this is, I'm the Phase 3 label. And
I remember that. That's a weird
Phil
one.
Phil Johnson.
Yeah, that's a weird record. That is a weird record.
It's really weird, but somehow I like it.
So. It's got a very odd font. It's a label that looks very unusual with a kind of a, like a
it's actually from Dallas. Sunset,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. What is oh, well. Let's see what it sounds
like.
There's
lots of writing on there, but
it does.
Anyway.
In a very small, unreadable font.
Here we go.
About that one, it was something between Viva Las Vegas and an opera or something.
It's so crazy. crazy.
I don't think I want to hear that again. But I want you to hear this one. Here's a killer for you.
Baby, keep them wise remarks to yourself. I can get along without them very well. All you cause me is misery and pain. I'm on the right track, but I caught the wrong train. Just wish you'd keep away from me.
Baby, baby, what a blast. That's Arthur Alexander, of course. Man, that's great. And how did they do this? Is that a electric bass or a guitar? Killer record. That's on Dot. Great. Arthur Alexander. Wonderful. I like it.
That was a big difference between yours and mine.
I mean, your record was interesting and different.
Yes, but that's about
I'm sure there are some people out there who would.
I like it, it's just so weird. Yeah, it's definitely over the top operating. But anyway, I have a couple of devil records because I think it's been a show or two since we've had some devil records.
Yeah, that's weird that we had a show at all that didn't involve the devil. That is weird.
And so I'm making up for lost time.
Okay.
No, I just have two because I just realized I picked them out. I'm like, wait a minute, there's both with title Devil Eyes in the title. So, The eyes of the devil look into his soul.
But
wait,
is it?
He has no soul.
Is it any good?
He has everyone's soul.
That's
true. This is on the Decca label. And this is Lee Corvette. It's Corvette. Lee Corvette, Devil's Eye.
Okay.
Listen, all you young men who were caught into girls, hear my heartfelt cry. Pay no more heed to her dimples and curls. But watch for that look in her eyes. She may look like an angel, she may whisper and sigh, but she's got what every woman's got. She's got that old devil's eye. She may be sweet as a honeybee, she may whisper and sigh, but she can, like every woman can, kill with that old devil's eye. It's been known from the start of time that Eve can be evil to men, as it says in the book, from the apple came the look, from the look came the serpent, amen. But if she really falls in love, gives her heart to some guy, then she would, as every woman should, cry away that old devil's eye. Oh, well, it's been known from the start of time that Eve can be evil to men, as it says in the book, from the apple came the look, from the look came the serpent, amen. But if she really falls in love, gives her heart to some guy, then she would, as every woman should, cry away that old devil's eye. Cry away that old devil's eye. Cry away that old devil's eye.
Thank you. when you took that blood red lily, planted it by my door. To beware of the rabbit that nibbles at the flower, he'll be a big man once more. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find his own lookout mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be. I told you when you fed that one-eyed pigeon that parcel of Johnson grass, to beware of the pigeon that hollers like an eagle, he'll bring a bad thing to pass. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find his own lookout mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be. Not to leave that rootin' horse with my mama, then cry the same, 'cause the ghost of your husband would rise up from the swampland and whip me 'cause you took my name. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find his own lookout mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be. I told you when you took that white camellia and planted by my door, to beware of the sparrow that's crying in the flower, he'll bury my heart once more. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find his own lookout mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be.
So, you may decide which version of Luke Ride Mountain you like best. That was RCA's Otto Bash. What a name, Otto Bash. I don't know which version came first. I'm going to play you, after Scabba's record, I'm going to play you Chuck Miller's version, Mercury. They both sound alike, they're both equally good, perfectly produced, and I like them both. But first,
I have another devil's eye.
Of course you do.
But this one is Angel Lips and Devil's Eyes.
Would be stupid if you only had one eye, then you need two devil's eyes if you want to be the devil.
Well, maybe not. Maybe he's a pirate. This is Clay Robbins, and it's a little poppy teener, I guess. It's not really our style, but I thought, why not?
We're having quite an unusual show. We have no, like, whatever badass rockabilly killers tonight, but
not country either, so I don't know. Yeah, I guess I just grabbed a handful, and this is what happens.
Hey, that's good. Let's listen. Sorry, I've used the wrong fader. Here we go again.
Angel lips and devil eyes, gee, I dig your crazy style. Won't you cool and spin a while with me? Oh, I like the way you talk, and that big girl in your walk. In my arms is where you ought to be. Depends on you. Just a little of your love, I tell the clouds from the do. My fate depends on you.
Lily planted it by my door. To beware of that rabbit that nibbles at the flower, he'll be a big man once more. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find us on a lookout mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all the hopeless lovers must be. I told you when you fed that one-eyed pigeon that parcel of Johnson grass, to beware of that pigeon that hollers like an eagle, he'll bring a bad thing to pass. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find us on Lookout Mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be. To leave that boot and horsewhip, my mama done cry the same, 'cause the ghost of your husband would rise from the swampland and whip you 'cause you took my name. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. Well, I know he'll find us on Lookout Mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be. Well, I told you when you took that white camellia and planted it by my door, to beware of the spell that's crying in the flower, you'll bury my heart once more. And he'll come looking for you, and he'll come looking for me. I know he'll find us on Lookout Mountain, where all hopeless lovers must be, where all hopeless lovers must be.
Yeah. So, vote for Otto or Chuck. Call in. Mail at Kaligasho.g.
1-900.
I like both versions. Yes. Yeah, pretty good. Classic.
Yeah, for some reason I had thought that they weren't the same version. I thought it was just two different songs.
No, they are. Yeah. Two exactly the same songs. Probably came out the same day. I don't even know which
same
was first.
Day.
I don't know which was first. But no, it's the exact
happens.
Same song.
How is that even possible?
You have one killer record over there on the table.
I do, and I've been waiting for this one to be in the family of my 45s for a while now. And yeah, this is my Holy Grail of the Day on the Load label.
It's pretty great.
The Ballad of Hank Gordon by Glenn Garrison.
Yes.
Yes. Very excited to play it. Can I play it now?
Maybe. Maybe I can talk uninteresting things. I played you Glenn.
Stop talking. I want to play it now.
I played you Glenn Garrison before on The Last Mile by Bobby and Glenn on Pep. That was also Glenn Garrison.
Oh, yeah.
And the exact same person we're listening to right now.
Yep. Well, not right now because you keep talking.
All right. Here it is.
Way down in the Southland, a man once grew to fame. He was a mighty, mighty man. Hank Gordon was his name. Everybody feared him, and sometimes late at night you may hear the old folks sing about the man who was born to fight. Oh, Hank Gordon, yeah, Hank Gordon, yeah, 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 Hank Gordon, he was a mighty man. Hank walked in the barroom, he never knew no fear. in with only one hand, while it down her bottle of blue. A shadow on the stairway made Hank's eyes start to glow. For Red Hat Lil was walking down that stairway mighty slow. Well, you walk slowly to him. She took him by the arm. She said, meet me late tonight. My lips are sweet and warm. Well, Red Hat Lil was smiling when Hank walked from the room, because she knew that before the dawn, oh, Hank was gonna make his move. The whippoorwills were calling, the stars were shining bright. Hank knew that Lil was gonna wait for him as he rode through the night. A shadow moved before him, Hank hurried on ahead. But all that met him in that dark was a ball of burning lead. Oh, Hank Gordon.
The streets are deserted, not a soul in town. Down at the jail, a rope hangs down. Are Willie Brown? Are Willie Brown? Hang down, Willie Brown. Hang down and die. Hang down, Willie Brown. Why the one they cry? He rode into Denver one warm summer night. A clean-cut kid who never had a fight. Who never had a fight. Hang down, Willie Brown. Hang down and die. Hang down, Willie Brown. My love one day cried. He got in trouble at the big rail saloon. He shot and killed a man on the 25th of June. The 25th of June. Hang down, Willie Brown. Hang down and die. Hang down, Willie Brown.
missed the ending before the last record.
I'm so stressed out now. I don't know what to play.
That doesn't really matter, does it?
Because I thought you said we only have one each.
I mean, it's already an hour 10.
We're not going to have a show for 6 weeks.
We will see. We'll see about that.
Because I wanted to play this one, and then I want to play that.
Okay, then we play three more records. And you play one, I play one, you play your ender. That, by the way, these two records went together wonderful with the Glenn Garrison. That was Max Self. That's the flip side of Mad At You. Willie Brown on Philips. You know, Sam's... after Sun label. Beautiful. Very good.
I couldn't
decide which side of that record to play. But yeah.
No, so, I can't decide. I'm keep switching
what,
the records.
I thought that's your ender.
No, that one's my ender now.
What? No, but that's very... Okay. I don't know. What? I don't know.
No, I'm so confused.
Well, then play this now. Oh, and announce it. It's a very strange record.
It is a very strange record, but I played enough strange.
What?
Let's see.
Okay. While Skaba is queuing up a record, she's talking to us, letting us know what is
going
to happen.
I'm going to play a song on the Nugget label.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Tennessee by Jerry Dyke.
Okay.
What's it like?
Describe it, the sound, the musicians, everything.
Most everything is very minor key.
I don't know.
Yes.
Minor key from Tennessee. Here we go.
Minor key from Tennessee.
Yeah, that wasn't queued up right, was it?
We rode into a town in Tennessee. A year of running left its mark on me. Just me and Mary with our little baby. We rode so far that I was thinking maybe this could be home, a place to settle safely. I never could have made that wagon ride except for having Mary at my side. I was the fastest gun in all the West. At 22 I outdrew all the rest. But 22 is awful young for dying, and all the outlaws came to town to try. I couldn't stand to hear my Mary crying. Her love was stronger than my urge to fight, and so we slipped away from town one night. At least a year out on the trail. So many times I thought that we would fail. Then came the baby binding us together. We knew that we could suffer any weather. And though our team was straining at the leather, we put our buckboard wagon across the pass and found these rolling hills and home at last. Now that we've lost the chasing and pursuing, I'm bound to do a thing that needs a doing, or else my happiness could be my ruin. My child and bride no longer have my shame. I'll give my Mary and our son my name. I'll give my Mary and our son my name.
Drown my way.
a-swishing right on by. There goes my baby, and now I want to cry. My baby done left me to honky-tonk my blues away. Oh, I'm going honky-tonk and gonna ease my blues. I'm going honky-tonk and shed the lead in my shoes. Going honky-tonk and get as high as a kite. Going honky-tonk until I'm feeling just right. My baby done left me to booze these blues away.
How about a duet, rocker?
Oh.
That was the Farmer Boys, because you played kind of a country tune. I thought I'm going to dig some farmers out. My Baby Done Left Me on Capitol. Pretty great guitar. Who plays guitar? The guitar sound reminds me of somebody. Don't know who it is.
Is that what you're going to go honky-tonking because I'm leaving you?
It's exactly what's going to happen. Tomorrow I'm going to say, My Baby Done Left Me, and I'm going honky-tonking.
You can't because it's locked down.
It's true.
You can get high as a kite, I guess.
I can do that. I can do that.
I can do that.
Okay, the show's over. It's already a minute, an hour 15.
I haven't wanted to end it.
Yes, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
It is silly. But I'm going to be in Texas, so there's lots of cocky cowboys out there.
Cocky cowboy.
This is on the Kim label. Cocky cowboy, Cliff Ferrier.
Okay, so anything else to say until we see each other again sometime in January or maybe earlier? Maybe. I'm doing a show on my own. What about that?
What?
If I do a show by myself, what
might
about
be
that?
More interesting. Probably better
what?
Music.
No. I mean, I might do some, you know.
I think I was going to leave a box there and then you just have to grab records like for me to play. And like, yeah. Wait, no, that's not the one. Wrong side. No,
most of them going to be on Skype queuing records up. No, not this one.
I'm probably going to get chopped up like this.
Anyway, whenever we see each other again this year, next year, soon.
Stay safe and healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Goodbye. Oh, again.
What is going on here?
You have, you are
too
in
fast.
There. Yes, you are.
I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy, conceited as can be. I'm a cocky cowboy and all the gals agree, they just don't come any cockier than me. While riding in the rodeo way down in San Antonio, I guess I showed them Texans that I could hold my own. I climbed a spooky filly when the crowd began to scoff, and I showed that buckin' filly that she couldn't buck me off. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy, I'll never be forlorn. There are lots of gals who help me blow my horn, 'cause I've been cocky since the day that I was born. I've got the best equipment that a cowboy'd ever need. I got a big six-shooter and I got a trusty steed. All the cowgals love me and the reason is, of course, I measure 6'8" and have a profile like my horse. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy, the star of each parade. Oh, I hate to see my youth begin to fade, but I guess I spend too much time getting drunk. There's one thing that I've got that I depend on like a pal, and every time I use it, I always get a gal. When I show them all my tricks, the ladies think it's grand. They always end up eating right out of my hand. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy. I'm the cowgirl's pet. When the gals have seen it, they never do forget the way I use my trusty lariat. That's a rope, son. Oh, it's hanging by my saddle as ready as can be. It's hanging by my saddle clear down to my knee. And when it's all uncoiled, boy, you ought to see my stunts. In rodeos, I use it on six cowgals all at once. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy. I'm bragging how I thrive. If you gals will bet me, I'll lay you 10 to 5. I'll be a cocky cowboy as long as I'm